WMFO, Toss Freeform Radio, right here in Medford. It's coming right up on 12 minutes after 10. Right here. Mike with you here until 11. Barry Hudson here as well. How you doing, Barry?
I'm doing great. Looking out at the beautiful winter weather that we have, even though it's not doing anything.
Not yet.
No. I love cloudy weather, though. I don't know what it is about it. I'm not a sunny guy. I think my persona is sunny, But I think the clouds make it that way.
Yeah, your persona is sunny. Why don't you talk a little bit about Markskin Radio and what you do and when you do on there?
Well, Markskin Radio, I have my own little freeform radio show, and it pretty much runs the gamut. The whole musical palette, from blues to... It's based around rock music, blues, jazz. I'll throw some country in there to try to get some converts. And I wouldn't say it's mainstream. I would definitely say it's not mainstream country. There's all kinds of different genres out there. We like to call it alt country, Americana, I guess might be a better term for it. But I'm on every Monday from 2 to 5. It's B's basement, and I actually am in my basement. It's a nice little place, and I love doing it. It's not as nice as this, though. This is something else. I feel I have landed.
Yeah,
this
Enterprise.
This is where I belong.
All right, yes. So you can get there at markskinradio.com.
Markskinradio.com is the place, and all you have to do is hit the play button.
Yep.
And we have lots of other great shows all during the week. We get more and more live DJs as time goes on because there's just not enough good radio out there, you know? Yep. And we're keeping it alive here at WMFO. And on Markskin Radio as well.
Yep. All right. Great, great. Please check Barry out on Markskin. Well, I'll use that term loosely. Check Barry out every Monday, 2 to 5, markskinradio.com. All right. So let's tell you what we played here in the last set. Started off with the Velveteens, something brand new. It's a single called Don't Ya Feel Better? Like don't, Y-A-H, don't ya feel better? I don't know if I'm from Boston or not, but they could be, at least in an honorary way because of that.
I believe so.
Then Barry, you came up with something from Willie DeVille's Pistola CD, So So Real. What a cool song. I did not know that.
Yeah, he did a lot of good stuff after Mink DeVille until he passed away. And I want to say I think it was before the turn of the century he passed away. I could be completely wrong, though. Which happens on occasion.
Yeah, on occasion. All right, Chris Robinson and the New Earth Mud was next from 2004's The Magnificent Distance CD. That was 40 Days. Oh, that was great. Then Barry came up with the Wombats from the Glitterbug CD. That was The English Summer. I like the Wombats a lot.
I love the Wombats, yeah.
You do.
From Liverpool. There was another band from there. Their name escapes me, though. They had a little bit of success.
Yep. Okay, and then we followed up with something new, actually, to end the last set. Brand new from Kid, guitarist. I shouldn't even say that, man. You know, came up with Buddy Guy and B.B. King and crazy. Quinn Sullivan, his latest album is coming out soon called Midnight Highway. That was something for me.
Yeah, he was tearing it up, wasn't he?
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard him. Thank you.
Kind of amazing. Okay, so coming up on 10:15 in the morning, I'm going to have some new, well, some kind of new music from one of my favorite bands from Dublin, The Stripes, but it's going to be right after this PSA here at WMFO.
Me. A cat moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org.
It's WMFO. Brand new from The Stripes. This one's called 84.
She's an earthquake. Got me under the door. She's a soul grid. She's a 424. She gives me acid, heartbreak. Fall to the floor. My Julie on my escape. 84. She's an earthquake. Got me under the door. She's a soul grid. She's a 424. She gives me acid, heartbreak. Fall to the floor. My Julie on my escape. 84. 84.
like you, I've been hurt, seen my face in the dirt, but I never reacted like you. The last time we met, you seemed so upset. When you left town, you did not say bye. Some
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
Let's go! One, two, three!
WMFO, 10:38 in the morning here. And live, Bruce Springsteen. That came from 2002's Live in New York City, Disc 1. It's out in the street. Mike on the mic here with you. Barry's here too. How are you doing, Barry Hudson?
I am doing well, enjoying the music, just getting ready to play more.
All right, let me just finish up talking about what we played. Just before Bruce was Pete Droege from 1994's Necktie second CD. That was 4th of July. Bob Angel, glad you enjoyed that. I did too. I thought it was just excellent. I was just like quelling here, wasn't I, inside?
Yes.
That?
Oh, yes.
I was.
Yes.
I was like, this is great. And Barry's looking at me like, what's wrong with you? But it was great.
It is great.
Yeah. Just before that, from Sandinista by The Clash, that was Charlie Don't Surf. Then the next band was Martha. Just Martha. Blisters in the Pit of My Heart was a CD. That was Chekhov's Hang Now. Now, Barry, I don't know that at all. Explain yourself with that one. That was great.
Well, it must have something to do with Star Wars and Chekhov and the controls, and he must have hurt his hangnail is all I can figure.
I'm so glad I asked.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just bumped into those guys. They're from Scotland, I think. Just good straight-ahead punk rock. Punk pop rock right there. You know, that really goes right down my wheelhouse, punk pop rock.
Yeah.
I have a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. P-cubed. Punk pop punk, rock.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Little alliteration
coined
another
term.
Yeah, all right. And started off with something kind of new, I said. Let me explain. It's the Stripes with a Y. Sort of a new CD. It came out in 2015. That's called 84. Now, Mike, you might ask, why did you play that as a new song if it came out a few years ago? Well, it's because they're from Dublin, right? And their debut album was in 2014, and I was looking for something new, and I couldn't find it. But then I said to myself, hey, you think maybe it's an import? And it was. It's called Little Victories, and I just love that band. I guess those kids might be 20 years old by now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrote all the songs, play all the songs, crazy.
Just the way they should.
Really
good
stuff.
Just the way they should. You know, and you can hear the passion in the music when they're that young.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me feel old, makes me feel younger.
It does.
Okay.
It does. I get it.
So, and you know what's disappointing, though, is you had said something about an import. I remember going out, just spending a day in a record store, just trying to find the music, and you can do that nowadays, and shame on me for not doing it, but I find it all online nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but although I am near Davis Square, and, well, Disc Diggers is gone. I remember.
Oh, it is really?
Yeah, Disc Diggers is gone. I could spend 4 or 5 mm-hmm. hours in there just coming, going through. But there's Harvard Square still has a few, has Planet Records, I believe,
mm-hmm.
is a really good place if you want to just spend some time and look through music.
Well, the good news is, too, at WMFO here, we now do accept new music on vinyl, and there's a huge initiative to sort of catalog all the LPs you see here, so it'll be in a searchable database, and we added 2 new turntables. So we're definitely looking toward the vinyl.
It's interesting how the past is the future,
mm-hmm.
and it absolutely is.
Kind of always is.
Yep.
All right, 10:42 in the morning, something about the women coming up here at 11 a.m., but until then, we've still got some great freeform for you, and I'm so glad to play this one. Something brand new from the incredible Eric Gales. New record right out here in 2017 called Middle of the Road. It's either out or it's coming out, but this is awesome. It's called Carry Yourself. New from Eric Gales here at WMFO.
I love the way you carry yourself. touching me. Satan condemns me. The world is a wheel and I can't stop the spinning.
Don't touch her, she's mine.